As we looked at going into this meeting with the Secretary, there was a series over the past 11 months of three facilitated meetings where we looked at how do we set aside our differences and find ways to flex to all the needs of the organizations involved in the Beef Checkoff Enhancement Working Group so that we could bring forth the solution to the challenge that the Secretary gave us back here almost a year ago. Well, the groups worked very hard to achieve that outcome, and here over the course of the past 60 days, we were able to develop a memorandum of understanding at a draft level to bring forward. During the course of the past 30 days, there was one organization that decided to leave the working group for differences of how they would see the work, the memorandum of understanding being implemented. So that really is the background that led to the reason for the Secretary to bring all members of the working group back together in his office in Washington, D.C. this Tuesday, September the 30th.
Robert said in that meeting, the Secretary delivered several key points to them.
From his perspective, he felt that the working group had not yet delivered a solution, and therefore, because of the differences that might be there within some of the members of the working group, he was going to move forward with some ideas for how to bring more resources into the beef industry through the creation of a new, separate, and supplemental beef checkoff program that would come to fruition through a new beef order here over the course of the next year and would be implemented somewhere in the time period of January of 2016.
And this new program would come under the 1996 Generic Research and Promotion Act, which is completely different from the current 1985 Beef Promotion Act.
So this was the feedback that the Secretary had delivered to us, in that there would be a opportunity for all stakeholders in the beef industry to provide comments on this new order over the course of the next several months. And that based off of that input, he would issue the new order, and that order would be implemented for a period of up to 3 years before there would be a producer referendum on whether or not there was support to continue it. And the last thing he offered was this is not the approach that he would have wanted to take, but he felt that he could model this after some other successful programs in the checkoff commodity area under the 1996 Generic Act as a means of demonstrating how to bring more resources into the beef industry.
The original support for USDA intervention in this came after the National Farmers Union backed out of the Beef Checkoff Enhancement Working Group. So work between the Beef Checkoff Enhancement Working Group and the Ag Secretary will continue. I'm Randall Wiseman for AgNet West. AgReview with Evergreiner is next.